This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Garrison Building Supply, new executive director of Umpqua Valley Arts, Emily Brannan. How you doing?
Great, Kyle. How are you?
So what's your reaction overall to taking over this organization recently?
Oh, it's been pretty great so far. I mean, it was easy to slide into the role. I've been at the board volunteering for the last 4 or 5 years, and it's kind of fun to get in there and be a part of the team. I've always loved all the people that work there, and so being within the walls every day is just pretty special.
What is that first month? What was that like?
Well, I was only kind of part-time until recently. I've been at IE Engineering for 7 years, and I spent my last day there last week. And so my really first full-time week is this week. Jumped right in with Summer Arts Festival, but it's been amazing so far to see families. We have art classes for toddlers, and we're kicking off our summer camp soon. So it's just great to see, you know, what's going on in the community and all the families that participate there.
And you made kind of an unusual transition going from being president of the board and having an entirely different career to taking over the organization. How did that kind of come about?
Yeah, it was. I have some really great friends that are in nonprofit, and I called them up when I was thinking about this, and they said, Emily, it's actually not quite that uncommon. They go to conferences all over the country, and there's a lot of people that introduce themselves as, hey, I'm board chair turned executive director. And when I heard that, I was like, okay, there are people that invested in organizations that make that transition, and it made me a little bit more comfortable. But I just believe in design and the process that artists go through, and so it wasn't a huge jump for me to go from urban design to an organization that promotes artists and what they do. And I'm all about putting art into the public realm, and I feel like there's an opportunity to do that there.
So talk about your professional background. How did you get into what you've been doing?
Yeah, so I went to University of Iowa for business and international studies, and that didn't feel quite right. And so I went on to work at the University Extension Department at Mississippi State. And there you get to take classes for free when you're an employee. So I ended up in the Landscape Architecture Department taking classes, and they invited me to do some graduate studies over there. And so I stayed, fell in love with the discipline of landscape architecture, designing the urban world for people to enjoy it. And when I moved to Roseburg with my husband about 7 years ago, I ended up finding IE Engineering, and they were doing the downtown urban renewal projects, and it was a great fit. So just anything having to do with the creative process, you know, just feels like something I want to be a part of.
Then how did you get involved in Umpqua Valley Arts as a board member?
Andrew Appner, back in the day, he was executive director. We played tennis together a few times, and he asked me to be on the board. He knew I was involved with the downtown projects, and there was a desire even back then to have artists play a big role in providing art for public art installations. And so he thought I could be a part of that.
So do you have a background also as some kind of artist?
No, not really, other than, you know, in landscape architecture, we do renderings. So a lot of times when we put together plans, people want them to look really nice and understand what the colors and textures are going into design. So I do end up hand rendering things quite a bit. So I guess that's kind of an art. But other than that, no, I'm just an appreciator. I'm a promoter, and I love enjoying art in general. I think everybody has that ability in their lives. So, yeah, I'm just kind of about promoting it.
So whether it's in this organization or what you've been doing, working with some of the designs for things that have changed downtown, what is it that you hope to kind of achieve in the community?
Well, I think there is room for Umpqua Valley Arts to play a role working with the city and other public entities on providing color and new projects, murals, or, you know, the city of Ashland does cool things with their utility boxes. So putting in art installations in the public realm, but also just providing creative classes for families so that they can understand how important it is to, you know, experience the arts and cultivating young people into innovative leaders.
Do you feel like sometimes the arts gets sort of put in a little box that's like, here's your art time,
yeah,
or here's where you'll see art, and then you talk about a downtown area or a shopping district, and, well, that's just a building. And
Yeah, people kind of have a hard time making the connection sometimes. But I mean, I think from when you're young and you're putting your kids' art up on the refrigerator to designing urban spaces, it's all connected, and it's all a process that we all learn from. And so, I don't see a huge jump for it.
What was it like to be involved in helping plan for the Arts Festival?
So yeah, that was a whirlwind of events, but definitely we planned for that for a whole year, and it's a huge process. I jumped in kind of at the end, but I've been volunteering there for the last 4 years, so I felt comfortable, but it is different being in the walls. There's a lot that goes on the few days ahead of time, a lot of people that come together to make that thing happen, and it was a really different year this year being so hot, but everybody came out on Friday and Saturday, had a really great time, and then we all got together to tear it down on Sunday. So, you know, it's a big process, but it's amazing. The volunteers that come out are just wonderful people, wonderful community members, and it's definitely worth getting involved if you're ever interested.
In the midst of the decision-making Saturday afternoon to not have Sunday, was there a moment there where you wished you weren't in charge?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Like every moment. Because everybody wants to have fun. Nobody wants to shut the fun down. The music was going, the food was going, but the vendors were hot and our people that work all day long. There were some health and safety concerns, definitely on Saturday, and knowing that the weather was going to be that much hotter on Sunday, it just made the decision a little bit easier Saturday night to shut it down. We wanted to go out on a high note, you know, when people were having fun, and not go out when people were miserable and, you know, not being able to function on Sunday. So we were really glad we made the decision, but yeah, it wasn't exactly my favorite decision to make my first week there.
But it did end up getting to 113.
Yeah, so. No regrets. No regrets.
So as you look forward, what are some of your plans for Umpqua Valley Arts?
So we have a wonderful education program, and we would like to grow it. We have a clay studio that provides wonderful clay classes to the community, and we would like to provide more through them. There's just all sorts of opportunities to have with the schools and with the city. I think we're going to be doing some pretty great things, but we're going to start with cleaning up after the Summer Arts Festival.
And when do you reopen the gallery?
We're going to open up to the public again on the 7th after the holidays, so you won't have to make appointments anymore. You're welcome to stop by. Our normal hours are 10 to 4, Tuesday through Friday, and we have a new exhibit up right now and some artwork up from kiddos that have been working on some workshops during Saturdays. So yeah, it's definitely still alive, even though we've been closed a little bit, but lots still going on.
All right, Emily Brandt, new executive director of Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
It is 8:39, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.